Hi, and guess what, everyone? It's Veterans Day. Hope you already have planned today to attend a Veterans Day program to honor the vets or be honored yourself, whatever the circumstance might be. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Most veterans don't necessarily want the spotlight, but
I know.
We need to give it to them
for
a while.
That's right. Indeed, indeed. So let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News before we dig into more good stuff. You know, a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News goes perfect with a cup of coffee. It's packed with everything you need in the ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com and start getting your paper copy at your house. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out the Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament the last part of January. Yep, they'll have a rules meeting Friday night and then fishing at Merritt Reservoir on Saturday for Panfish Tournament. Usually we'll check that out as we get closer. Entries are now open, so go to visitvalentine.com for details on that. Or in February, it's Valentine's Day and the Bull Bash coming up. So check out those things to do right here in Valentine and Cherry County. Well, we hope everybody does get a chance to celebrate Veterans Day. Say thank you to the veterans out there. From Jake Lake in his Connection Internet column, in 1918, on the 11th hour of the 11th day in the 11th month, the world rejoiced and celebrated. After 4 years of bitter war, the Allied powers had a signed ceasefire agreement, or an armistice, with Germany at France on November 11th, bringing World War I to a close. The war to end all wars was over. As citizens of the United States, we have many freedoms of other countries that do not have those. We have luxuries, both materialistic and untouchable, making our lives and our children's lives so very much better. We have the power to choose, to state our thoughts and ideas, and to move freely within our own country. We have the right to protest, vote, and purchase our own homes. We can protect our families and ourselves. However, these luxuries did not come without a price. Many U.S. military men and women encountered some of the most gruesome battles, triumphing over some of the biggest nations to maintain the very freedoms that we have today. As U.S. soldiers, they left the soil of their own country to save the solid ground that we walk on today, forever changing their lives and that of their families. Sadly, many soldiers paid for our freedom with their own lives. As U.S. citizens, we all owe much gratitude to those who have fought for our country and us, because we treasure the peace and freedom that we need to thank each and every U.S. military man and woman, both past and present, for admirably fighting for and maintaining our freedoms. Once again, we have the opportunity to recognize those who have served in our nation's military forces and the contribution they have made to our country. Veterans Day honors Americans' veterans for their patriotism, love of country, and willingness to serve and sacrifice for the common good. During the past century, tens of millions of Americans have served in the armed forces of the United States. Hundreds of thousands have given their lives while serving. The initiative to honor those individuals has its roots in the early 1900s. World War I ended in 1918. On the same date, 3 years later, an unknown soldier from that war was buried at Arlington National Cemetery. November 11th eventually became the day set aside to thank and honor all of those who served honorably in the military in wartime or peacetime. I almost feel guilty in calling myself a veteran, as I did not endure what so many my good friends did, nor did I leave the service with a Purple Heart. Now, this again is from Jake Lake. So, I was in Korea, and although it was typical Army life, it was not the sacrifices made by countless others. I have deep respect for our military men and women. I have visited the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., and tears come to my eyes seeing some of my old buddies' names inscribed in the granite there. They gave their lives. I pray for the protection of those serving today as they defend the freedoms that so many fought for yesterday. Please take a moment or two in silence today and thank God for each and every one of them. So again, that is from Jake Lake on his Connection Internet column, and I think that shares the thoughts and feelings of many of us out here on the Good Stuff program listening area.
Indeed, I have to agree, Mike. We'll wrap it up with this. Do you realize we can no longer teach that what goes up must come down?
That's true.
Oh, thanks so much for listening on great radio stations like Moorcroft, Wyoming, KBFS, 1450 AM, Dirt Road Radio.
And that's the good stuff.